तेप्तास्य कामादितरंगः कृपामयीं त्वां शरणं प्रपन्ना वन्दे नमस्ते चरणं। I am telling something in essence of all the teachings. Hearing, but better come here, so that I should not look here and now. Okay, what he is doing? Does not understand anything?
I don't know if he's speaking English.
He doesn't know English.
He just came to the temple
2 days
ago.
Only 2 days ago?
Yeah.
Seven. So here, if he understand English, otherwise also you can translate it. You from Germany? You understand English? Well? Very. And they are. I am telling some essence of the teachings of Srila Rupa Goswami and especially of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Aradho Bhagavan Prajeshatanyastad Dham Vrindavanam. You remember? Kachit Upasana Vajabadhu Vargena Jakalpita Srimad Bhagavatam Puranamalam Premahumat Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhur Matamidam Tatra. If you want to be happy in your life and eternally in this life and other's life, then have a bona fide guru and then know what is our aim and object of our life. The object and aim of the life is to be happy and very peaceful life. But it can be achieved only by Guru Seva and serving of Radha and Krishna. Thinking Mahaprabhu, Guru. He has come, he has descended in this world like a guru to teach. So we should try to follow his philosophy. What he is telling, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is telling, Aradhyo Bhagavan Prajeshatane. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is telling that. It may be there are so many Aradhya, but Radha and Krishna, especially Krishna. Who Krishna? Oh, the son of Brijendranandan, Jasodanandan, Radhanath, Radhaka. He is most worshipped. All includes in Brijendranandan. Even Ram, Nishingha, includes in Radha and Krishna. As Krishna is Nandanandan, Krishna is worshipable, his dham Vrindavan too will have to be in Vrindavan. If you cannot be, then be by mind and heart. Don't give up Vrindavan. Always be. If not possible by body, then by mind too. And the worship is best among all the gopis. They think Krishna is my beloved. And pleasing Krishna in Rasa in so many ways. Only this is the highest way to please Krishna in the line of gopis. Not gopi like mother, like Lalita Vishakha. Like them, to serve Radha and Krishna. Srimad Bhagavatam, the authority, evident. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu telling that love is what? or aim and object of our life. To have love to Radha and Krishna is to serve Radha and Krishna. This is the aim and object of our life. But through proper channel, Sadguru, this is not our first and last human form. Millions of births has gone. It may be that we have become hogs, pigs, donkey, monkey, and we have wives or husbands. But still we want to be, to marry, to enjoy all worldly things. So those who want like this, there are more than donkeys, monkeys and others. We should not. This life should be to only follow the line of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu Rupa Goswami, not for anything. Don't see here and there. The object is to serve Radha and Krishna, worshipping Guru in the line of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu Nityananda. This is clear. But what is bhajan? Anya vilasita sunya gyan karma dhyanavitam anukulena krishna anushya. What is the meaning? In the power of all the more loved.
That the unbroken cultivation of all the endeavors of one's body, mind, words, and also internal moods, they're all cultivated only for the sole purpose of giving pleasure and happiness to Krishna. That is completely devoid, this cultivation is completely devoid of all other desires, other than that one desire to serve Krishna, and is not covered by jnana, means like speculative knowledge and different types of New Age philosophies or different types of yoga systems. And in this way, it is also performed under the guidance of pure liberated Vaishnavas. And it is also continuous.
Can you repeat? If you will be like Shyamana, then you can. I want to make you also. Don't go here and there, be with me and try to be like. He remembers so many slokas, knowing the meanings and doing, following. If you will not do, not chanting, you will be in the well of worldly desires. Can you repeat what he told? More louder.
Devotional service that is unbroken, continuous, which is not devoid of all material desires, which is not covered by dhyana or karma, it's only for one sole purpose, and to put the devotees to please Sri Krishna, is not in Shuddha Bhakti.
By? Mind, body, unbroken. Can you repeat? You should repeat. What? In the power of? In the power of mind, soul and body, unbroken. After that, to please Krishna in the guidance of Vaishnavas, more devoid of all worldly desires, not covered by Karma is adarsha. Oh, yes, sir, try. Yes, sir, try. Understand you, what they are telling, somewhat? Try to do like that, then Krishna Bhakti will come. In this paribhasha, definition, there are 64 kinds of bhakti. Among 9 are prominent. Shravanam, what's the name and pastimes of Krishna? Shravanam, Kirtanam, Smaranam, Padasevanam, Archanam, Bandhanam, Dasyam, Sakhyam, Atmanivedanam. These 9. And in these 9 limbs of bhakti, 5 are more important, prominent. And they are Sadhu Sangha, Nam Kirtan, Bhagavat Sravan, Mathura Vas, Sri Murti Sevan. These 5. Sadhu Sangha, high class of association. What, in what standard I am more than that? And that association, sir, renounced. No, renounced. If married life, no harm, but always whole, that what bhakti definition had told, he should be like that, always chanting, remembering, like this. Sadhu Sangha, always hearing Hari Katha. Without Sadhu Sangha, you cannot chant, remember, you cannot do bhajan. Never and never. Or Sadhu Sangha, bhai, Krishna bhajan nahi. Where there are not Sadhu, really, those who are really Vaishnava, then you will have to be bhakti. You see, very high, learned, wealthy, beautiful, renounced order sannyasis of Swamiji. They had no good association. And he wanted Swamiji, but they could not follow. And that is why about 99% of sannyasis had left chanting, remembering. They are marrying his own disciples like daughters. So they are bound. Sadhu Sangha, without Sadhu Sangha, you cannot do bhajan. Sadhu Sangha, Nam Kirtan, always Nam Kirtan. Hare Krishna, this is prominent. And Nam Kirtan, Sadhu Sangha, Nam Kirtan, Bhagavat Sraman. We'll have to hear Bhagavat, Chaitanya Chaitanya, Gita and all other bhakti books, always. If you cannot hear, you should read with explanations and try to know all this. And then, Bhagavat Sraman, Mathura Vas. Oh, living in Vrindavan, Navadvip, Jagannath Puri, the places of pastimes of Krishna, Mahaprabhu. And if you cannot be there, then by mind. Better to be there bodily. And Sri Murti Sahib, and to worship. Very soon it will give you love and affection of Krishna. That has been told. Krishna Priya. Very soon. In these 5, 3 are prominent, more. Shramanam, Kirtanam, Smaranam. In 3, only name Kirtan, most prominent, all includes in Nam Sankara. Kintu, but if you are chanting, remembering, hearing, but not tears coming, heart not melting, then you should understand that. Namaparad and others, And still, oh, heart is not melt, tears not come. So this is due to aparadha, offense. What we are doing now? Doing namaparadha, or sometimes, rarely, what? Namabhas. That is semblance of not pure. When pure name will come, Krishna prema will come. Only one name is sufficient for Krishna prema. All desires will come. Ignorance will come. Everything. It means that he will come at the stage of ruchi, asakti or ratna, high class. Then it will come. And very soon prema will come. So we should try to give up all kinds of bad association. In them two are prominent. A sadhu sang, what two are prominent? Mayavadi, Bauddha. They should be divided. And more prominent is Istri Sangha. Istri Sangha means the association of any lady or male, each other, with attachment. With attachment. And you will have to remember always Haridas Thakur, chota, small. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu gave up him, left for whole life. And he gave up his life in Triveni, in Prayag. But he was not, Mahaprabhu, not melted. Very strict. So whether male or female, we should be very strict. I'm telling, always. But some are so desperate, they don't want to hear. So they should not be desperate. Otherwise, they will lose their what aim and object of the life. We should not. We can fulfill our daitva, responsibility. We will do, but not attachment anywhere. Attachment will be only in the lotus feet of Radha Krishna or Chaitanya Mahaprabhu Nityananda, not anywhere. And some to Guru, but not that attachment. Only to serve attachment, not any other. No calm, lust or end. No attachment. We should be others. So, choto hoi dasar katha thake jano mane. Jadi pranay rakite chao gauranga. If you want to have so much love and affection to Mahaprabhu or Radha Krishna, then always remember choto hoi dasar. Otherwise, you will be spoiled. Very strict in this. So, we should try to follow these things. What Guru Gurudev has given, mantra, daily, with respect, love and affection, we should try to meditate these months and always chanting. Mahamantra, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram. Very powerful. But only if you are making any offense in the Nam Aparad, or criticizing any Vaishnava, this is the same thing. And if you have lust towards any male or female, each other, then Krishna Nam will not come. He knows where to go. He knows. So we should be very strong. But Krishna has made, Maya has made the tendency of mind. Easily it can go towards that. Especially to lust. So we should be always careful for this. Always chanting, remembering. and doing like that. We should try to know the life of Ganga Mata Thakurani. You know? Ganga Mata Thakurani. And daughter of Srinivas, Hemlata Devi, Jahnava Devi, and Dharasu. Always like that. And then chanting, remembering, always following Gurudev. If Gurudev is not happy, then what? Jasya Prasadat, Bhagavat Prasadu, Jasya Prasadat, Nagati Kutu. What is the meaning?